News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on a very chilly morning. And also, just to remind everybody, aren't we forever young? Forever. And when I say that with much love to an organization that I think does so much for our community. The Council on Aging of West Florida is here. Excuse me. Emily Echeverria is here with us. And your title, your marketing and development
director. Marketing Communications Director.
There you go. Okay. Marketing Communications Director. And I'm so happy you're here. Y'all have been in the headlines a lot lately. Yes. And so we're trying to make sure that people understand a little bit about what's going on with that. But most importantly this morning, I want to also focus on all the positive things and the ways you make a positive difference in our community and specifically for the senior population in our community.
Absolutely. And thank you so much for having me here. I do want to talk about some of the great things going on, the good things that are happening among some of the challenges.
Yes, of course. So let's talk about right now. It's been in the headlines about the Cobb Center because Council on Aging provides food and meals for Meals on Wheels, so many different organizations in the community, correct?
We have Meals on Wheels, two nutrition programs, Meals on Wheels, which is what it sounds like. It's meals that go to deliver to the homes of seniors. A lot of them are homebound. And then we also have these congregate dining sites, the purpose of which is to give a hot midday meal to seniors, but also to form a community, to have some fellowship, to have people that know, you know, what's going on in your life, that check on you. Mm-hmm. And that's the ultimate purpose of these dining sites, which we have 16 in the two county area.
16. Okay. So I'm not sure that people realize just what a difference you make because so many people are on limited incomes and especially the seniors that can't leave their home. I think the Meals on Wheels program was probably one of the greatest things that was ever invented, quite frankly.
Absolutely.
I'm very biased about this.
Yes, yes. I mean, whenever I talk to a Meals on Wheels client, It's so much more than a meal. It's that weekly delivery of meals. It's delivered by a volunteer. They have regular routes, and they know their clients. The clients know their volunteer driver. They help them. The last time I went and talked to one of our clients, she was talking about how there was all this construction in her neighborhood, and it was kind of hard to navigate even for me just trying to get to her house to do a little Q&A with her. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she's had to take an ambulance ride in the last year or so. And sometimes the construction workers were blocking her driveway or making hard to get out of the driveway or hard to get to her house with an emergency vehicle. It was her Meals on Wheels driver that went and talked to the construction guys, let them know what was going on and to please leave her driveway clear. And, you know, they look out for them. They look out for them and they know what's going on in their lives. They check in. It's also social connection with Meals on Wheels.
Maybe the only person that senior sees all day.
Absolutely. Sometimes that's their visitor for the week. Mm-hmm. And so there's people that are really at risk of isolation, and Meals on Wheels helps with that. The congregate sites absolutely help with that.
So you have some numbers now that have come out from last year, from 2025, which I thought were just incredible. Specifically, I guess, with the Meals on Wheels program. Do you have some of that handy?
Well, this is for the Meals on Wheels. The numbers have gone up. We served in 2025. We served 96,650 meals with Meals on Wheels to 310 participants. And that's up from 77,000 meals in 2024 to 282 participants.
That's incredible.
And there's been a huge uptick in the use of our dining sites, which maybe you saw news stories last year about meal suspensions because it was a complex funding thing where basically we are contracted for amount for the year through Older Americans Act federal funding for these dining site programs. And we, you know, basically have to guess how much we're going to serve throughout the year. But our numbers went up in the spring and more people were using the program than we had anticipated. And we believe that's because of raising food insecurity. Mm-hmm. So for the senior dining sites, in 2024, we served 76,000 meals, almost 77,000 meals. In 2025, we went up to 100,000 meals that we served, and from 700 participants to 917.
Wow.
So more people were enrolled. They're getting more meals, probably because the rising price of groceries, the rising price of everything, where they're, if they can get another meal, maybe they were going two times a week and they went up to three. Maybe they got a friend signed up who was also having some issues with food insecurity. And then they have a community. They have people who are sharing with them, caring about them, knowing what's going on in their lives.
Well, talk a little bit about the mission of the Council on Aging of West Florida and the areas that you do serve.
Sure. Our mission is dedicating each day to serve, support, and advocate for aging adults in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. So our goal is to serve, support, and advocate for these seniors. We work with other organizations. We have a social services team that is the foundation of what we do. We are trying to help older adults age in place in their homes. They need a little bit of help to continue living independently. We're going to give them that help. And we do that through case management, through senior companions, through volunteer programs, Meals on Wheels, dining sites for our more mobile, active clients.
We
have an adult daycare, yes,
which is
exactly.
Great.
A whole other program for caregiver respite. Mm-hmm. So you've got a loved one who has some level of maybe cognitive decline, they're early or middle in that journey. They can come to the retreat adult daycare 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and it's a caring, beautiful homey environment that mm-hmm. is very loving, engaging, stimulating. So they're not, you know, just sitting at home not being stimulated and engaged. So they're socializing, they're doing arts and crafts activities, there's guest speakers, there's a beautiful courtyard where they can walk around outside, get some activity. There's nurses there, but it's not a medical facility, but it is a licensed adult daycare.
It's amazing. So that's just a few of the things that you all do to help our senior community. And we get a lot of support from our local community for that. And things come up, like we're having this cold snap right now, which I'm sure affects a lot of senior citizens who are at home or maybe don't have heat, believe it or not. And I just heard you got a super donation this week.
We did. Florida Power and Light has given us $10,000 for heaters. So we collect space heaters and blankets throughout the winter months, throughout the, you know, intermittent freezing cold snaps that we get here. And seniors can call us, 60 and older can call us if they have a need for heating, they can get a heater. So you can call our office at 850-432-1475 if you'd like to donate a heater or if you need a heater or a blanket to help stay warm during these freezing cold snap we're having now.
Yeah, it's really something that's unusual for this area. And so a lot of the houses aren't insulated as well, and we may not be as prepared. So I think it's amazing that they've given this donation.
Yes, we so appreciate Florida Power and Light. They do a lot for us. And they have also donated some winter kits that will be going out to Meals on Wheels clients in the next few they're coming in next week. They'll be okay. Going out the following week, I believe. So it's a winter emergency kit. We're not sure exactly what's in it yet, but it's something that is going to help seniors deal with this emergency situation when it drops like this.
Okay. So is there a website folks can go to find out about the programs and how they can help?
Sure. Go to coawfla.org.
Okay. And what's the phone number again?
850-432-1475.
Okay, we're talking with Emily Echeverria with the Council on Aging of West Florida. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can sign up for Meals on Wheels or take advantage of some of these programs. So we'll be back in just a minute with Pep Talk. If you've got a question, now's the time to send it in at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My expert this morning is Emily Echeverria. She is with the Council on Aging of West Florida. And we've been talking about all the positive things they do for our senior community, some of the outstanding numbers of the people they've served in the past year. And we had a text that came in from one of our listeners that says, I just tuned in. Did you say about the criteria? You've talked at all about the criteria to sign up for Meals on Wheels and how to do that. And that's a great question in case someone's listening, or maybe you know someone, your neighbor or someone in your neighborhood. I had mentioned yesterday on the show, check on someone if it's an elderly person with this cold weather. Check and make sure they're okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to look out for your neighbors. We have less community nowadays. I feel like people don't know what's going on with their neighbors or who they are. And that's what the point of a community is. You know, mm-hmm. we've got to look out for each other. So if somebody is a senior or a caregiver who has a loved one or is someone who is struggling, they should call the Elder Helpline through the Northwest Florida Area Agency on Aging. So it's a state aging services network. There's a bit of a process. It's not like you can sign up for Meals on Wheels and get them the next day. You can sign up on our website private pay for Meals on Wheels if you are just someone that would like to pay to get the meals delivered. It's a week's worth of frozen meals. You can get breakfasts or lunch or dinners. And so you can sign up for that to pay for them on our website. If you are someone who has a financial need for them and you can't private pay for them, you go through the Elder Helpline through the Northwest Florida Area Agency on Aging, which we call the AAA because we love acronyms and we love being confusing. They are part of the network with us. They're above us in the hierarchy under the Department of Elder Affairs. And that number is 850-494-7100. So that's the Elder Helpline. You would ask to take the Elder Assessment. That's an assessment done over the phone that takes about 45 minutes. It asks about activities of daily living. And then you are scored, and the higher score is the higher need. It's 1 to 6, and or 1 to 5, I guess. And then you're on a wait list. The higher the number, the higher the need, you're going to come off the wait list and eventually get services from us. So it's a bit of a process. We just want to let people have the right expectations, but also don't let that stop you from getting started, because we get a lot of, I get a lot of emails and calls from people that are already in a dire situation. And I wish they had started this process before things got so bad. Mm-hmm. And sometimes a person or a loved one might be in a little bit of denial, or they might have some pride about asking for help. This is maybe the first time in their lives when they've had to ask for help. So we just really encourage people to call that number, 494-7100. Elder Helpline, that's not only for the assessment, that's also information and referrals. So basically a 211 for senior services. So any question you have related to senior services, they can help put you in touch with the right place.
Okay, we're talking with Emily with the Council on Aging, and we've got some texts coming in this morning, 850-437-1620. If you have some questions about their services and programs, she'd be happy to answer those questions. This is a good one, Emily. One of our listeners texted in, can Council on Aging direct a person about how to apply for Medicaid for a waiver for assisted living? Can you help with those kinds of issues?
So that would be a good question for the Elder Helpline. The assessment, I do know that the assessment is the same starting point for Medicaid enrollment. Mm-hmm. So it that will also go through the AAA, aka the Northwest Florida Area Agency on Aging.
Okay. So you have to go through that agency. So what's that number one more time?
850-494-7100.
Okay. So excited to know that the heaters have been donated by FPL. So thank you to them for that. A shout out to them.
Thank you so much.
And if someone knows someone that might be able to take advantage of that, how do they get it? What would they do to be able to get a heater?
Call our office, 850-432-1475. And there, we might be getting a lot of calls. I wasn't hearing the phone ring off the hook this morning, but a lot of times we are getting kind of a high volume of calls during these cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. So please keep trying. And when you get through, they'll ask you a couple questions and you can come pick up a heater.
Okay. And then someone just texted in, do you take donations?
Absolutely, we take donations. We, especially right now, we're taking donations of heaters and blankets. New, they must be new for safety reasons.
How about some warm, cozy slippers?
We would take some slippers, sure.
I have these great cozy socks, things like that.
Yeah, I love to put on my fuzzy socks in
the
wintertime.
Yes, they're fuzzy socks. You
gotta
have
them. Double
up
on fuzzy socks. Mm-hmm. We give those to our clients or people that come in with wanting a heater. We'll offer, do you want a blanket as well? Would you like some slippers if we have them? Sure. We also take things like Ensure protein shakes.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Shake supplements. We take briefs and pull-ups for older adults. We take, of course, financial donations. And for every dollar donated in the community, we're able to pull down $9 of state and federal match funds.
Wow, that's a lot.
And so, yes, your donation really goes far because of the state and federal funds that we're able to pull down with that. We use it for match. And you can donate on our website, coawfla.org/donate. You can write a check, send it to our office, come into our office.
Do you have a wish list anywhere? Or
we don't have. I mean, that was basically it. The pull-ups, briefs, Ensure shakes. Right now, heaters and blankets. Mm-hmm. In the summer, air conditioners and fans.
Well, you have the senior chill out in the summer.
Yes.
So we supported that in the past, which is a great, air conditioner drive.
So. Yeah, that's always a fun time. It's a day out at all the five area Lowe's collecting those air conditioner units and fans and funds for weatherization.
And if I wanted to volunteer, what are some of the volunteer opportunities?
We have a lot of great volunteer opportunities. If you have a heart for older adults, you can help out at the retreat, our adult daycare. You can help out at one of our dining sites. You can run activities, help serve the food, and just help connect with the people in our community who are utilizing our services.
I love the Council on Aging. I'm totally biased.
You are on our board, also, full disclosure. Yeah,
so, but it's a privilege to be a part of it because I get a chance to see firsthand how much they do for our community when I stop by there and I see the seniors in the adult daycare and they're playing games and puzzles and they're hanging out and laughing. And it's just a wonderful thing to see because I love the idea of respecting our elders. You know, so many other cultures, I think they do a little bit better job than we do.
For sure. That I think they can be very often forgotten mm-hmm. in our society, especially as hyper-individualized as we are.
Yep.
And in other societies, you know, three generations are living together and learning from each other, and that wisdom is passed down. It's amazing.
Right. I have a lot to learn for the folks that have gone before me.
Yes, me too.
If you have a question for Emily with Council on Aging of West Florida, it's still time to get that in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back with Pep Talk.
And we're back with Pep Talk with Meg and Emily Echeverria. We are wrapping up our discussion of Council on Aging of West Florida's many positive impacts on the community of older adults and caregivers here in Santa Rosa and Escambia County. And again, if you need any further information, 850-432-1475, or our website is coawfla.org. And we've also got a really fun activity coming up here in March. Hopefully when the weather is a little warmer, we'll have Kites on the Coast back on Pensacola Beach.
One of my favorites, and you're so hired. Thank you for covering for me. I don't know what happened, but I just got a little frog in my throat right as I'm like, open up the mic, so I apologize for that. So Emily, you're hired. You did great.
Thank you so much.
But Kites,
bye, Josh.
Kites on the Coast is one of our best events. I love this event. Was participated last year. It was gorgeous out. Talk about that a bit.
We had a wonderful time last year. I think there was weather on Saturday. There was impending emergency. Anyway, that's why we do it 3 days, March 13th through 15th. It'll be extended on Friday. We'll have Saturday on Friday. I believe they will have a movie that night, Cinemas in the Sand. There's always a movie on Friday night. And weather permitting, and we'll have night flies, weather permitting, with the kites. They light up. They're like sparkling lights in the sky. It's beautiful. It's really unique on Friday and Saturday night. And then we'll also be out there on Sunday, and Cat Country will be out there with us.
Our sister
station.
One of
those days, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a great time. Food trucks, big show kites, stunt kites that they're kind of like, I call them the Blue Angels of kites. They do kind of choreographed,
great.
Amazing, like dual line, quad line stunt kites. If you've ever seen them, they're zipping around.
They're neat.
It's really neat. So very unique event. They love coming down here. They come from Chicago and Michigan, those two kite teams. They mm-hmm. love to be on the beach with their, and they bring all their big whale sharks and scuba diver.
Right.
Kite. Like they have all these coastal
themed
kites.
Yes, okay.
Yes. So Kites on the Coast.
All right. So in the meantime, if you want to help out or you know someone that needs help, how can they reach you?
coawfla.org or 432-1475.
Emily, thank you so much for coming in on this chilly morning. I really appreciate you and everything that the Council on Aging of West Florida does for our community and for our seniors.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.